From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Gameplay, a show celebrating the vast worlds of video game music through the composers and performers that bring them to life. I'm your host and guide, Keith Brown. Thanks for going on this adventure with me.
Music can directly communicate to the player in a game score, and having that mentality really changed how I work with game scores. Yeah.
That's composer Wilbert Roget, an amazing talent who has written original scores for some of the biggest video game franchises on the planet. On this episode, we'll talk with Wilbert Roget and hear selections of his music from Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris, Call of Duty World War II, Mortal Kombat 11, and more. Roget played the piano as a child, and in high school, he became interested in the idea of writing music, drawing inspiration from Japanese video game and anime composers, including greats like Yoko Kanno, composer of Cowboy Bebop, and Nobuo Uematsu, composer of much of the music for the Final Fantasy series. He's also interested in 20th century classical music, and composers like Krzysztof Penderecki and Igor Stravinsky have also inspired him.
The way that, like, when I listen to a piece of Stravinsky, this is going to sound weird, when I listen to a piece of Stravinsky, it sounds like I'm sitting down at a cafe somewhere in, like, Paris with the composer and having an enlightened conversation.
After graduating from Yale, Roget landed a position at LucasArts as a music editor and staff composer. He composed for a number of Star Wars games until 2012. Since then, he's worked as a freelance composer for giant series, including Call of Duty, Mortal Kombat, and Tomb Raider. Roget says he never imagined he'd end up writing for these franchises, but only because he doesn't plan too far in advance.
You know, one of my personality flaws is that I, like, never look ahead at all. I'm terrible at looking. People are like, what's your 5-year plan? I'm like, 5 years? I don't even know where I'll be tomorrow, you know?
Music by Wilbert Roget for the game Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. You're listening to Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. This week we're exploring the music of this exciting composer. When Roget takes on a new project, he immerses himself in the world of the game before ever writing a note.
There's often even like a pre-composition process where I'm doing research, I'm like watching films, maybe even reading books, and just anything I can do to kind of get into the right mindset. Lots of notepad, lots of Trello boards, cards, of just spitballing any idea that I can possibly think of, just writing it down. And eventually that coalesces into a general sketch for a piece, usually maybe like a main theme or something. And then I'll sketch out the form of how I think that should go. And then once I've done that, then I start thinking about the actual notes and melody and whatnot.
The Tomb Raider series, starring Lara Croft, has been around since the late 90s. In contrast to earlier games in the series, Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris focuses on explosive action rather than exploration and puzzle solving. And Roget was told to ignore the music of previous games so that he could create something new.
I basically gave them Indiana Jones plus The Mummy, and that's the Lara Croft Tomb Raider, and that's basically how I ended up.
from the original score for Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. That's music composed by Wilbert Roget, whose work we're exploring this week on Gameplay. I'm your host, Keith Brown. Thanks for joining me. Roget was more highly involved in the development of Temple of Osiris than a game composer usually is. Here, he got to be in charge of the music's implementation, which is essentially deciding how the music is put into the game, like determining how musical cues unfold as the player interacts with the game world. Roget played an early version of Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris while he was composing the music and tailored it to the player's experience, figuring out, for instance, where someone is likely to get stuck on a tricky puzzle and changing the music to signal when they're on the right track.
And I could put in little hints, like if they progress in like a puzzle and they've solved this part of it and now it's time to go to the next part, I could put in little musical hints that suggest like, okay, you made progress, good, keep going. There's more to come. And there's that whole level of communication with the player that you don't really have, I don't think, in film. I don't think any other field has anything analogous to that. But music can directly communicate to the player in a game score. And having that mentality really changed how I work with game scores.
Video game music by Wilbert Roget from his original score for Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. This is Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. Will Roget also wrote the music for 2017's Call of Duty World War II. This entry in the long-running Call of Duty series puts the player in control of a soldier in the 1st Infantry Division fighting on the Western Front during the Allied invasion of Normandy. For the musical dimension of this intense experience, Roget researched historical and modern war films like Saving Private Ryan and The Hurt Locker, and drew inspiration from 20th century orchestral music. He actually used a number of 20th century techniques to give his music for Call of Duty World War II a gritty feel, including this distorted string sound from Claude Vivier's Zipangu, called Overpressure. He also employed aleatoric music in his score, in which some element of the music, like which pitches are to be played, is left up to the choice of the musicians, creating a deliberately chaotic sound. You'll hear some of this aleatoric music in this track from the game called Paris. A Brotherhood of Heroes, and before that, Paris, music by Wilbert Roget from his score for Call of Duty World War II. I'm Keith Brown. Thanks for joining me for Gameplay. This week, we're taking a look at several soundtracks composed by Wilbert Roget. To make the player's experience in Call of Duty World War II immersive, Roget imagined composing the music from a first-person perspective, as though putting himself inside the player's head. At first, he would walk around the game world with no music at all, experiencing only ambient sounds.
I would just imagine myself right there. How do I feel now that I'm in the scene? I'm not scoring the scene, I'm in it. I'm a participant.
Although an intense, chaotic orchestral sound was sometimes needed when depicting the cacophony of war, Roget also skillfully heightened this sense of intimate first-person perspective during quieter moments of fear, pain, and loss. He placed microphones very close to the instruments when recording, and often used smaller ensembles such as string quartets. During some particularly moving story moments, he found that the experience of hearing music appear from near silence could be very powerful.
Scoring in the first person is what taught me that the biggest change you can possibly make is the difference between no music and any music at all.
Composer Wilbert Roget wrote that piece, called Berge, from his original score to Call of Duty World War II. From Interlaken Public Radio, this is Gameplay. In addition to the 20th century music techniques he uses to heighten tension, such as the aleatoric music we heard earlier, Roget uses a lot of driving percussion in his World War II game score. And the percussion the player hears in the game is often digitally built out of the sounds of war itself, like the thunder of weaponry and vehicles.
It's a technique that I called the haze of war, which was like, let's have all these things, as well as the 20th century techniques, to really just make it feel like the reality of this is what war is actually like.
We'll be right back. we heard their music from the original score for the game Call of Duty World War II, written by composer Wilbert Roget, who's our special guest this week on Gameplay. Thanks so much for listening. I'm your host, Keith Brown. Next up, we'll hear a sample of Roget's soundtrack for a game called Anew, The Distant Light. This game involves a child's search for a new home for humanity on an alien planet. With no dialogue, the player's only guides are the surreal artwork and the music, partly inspired by composers like Debussy and Stravinsky. With all the exploration and puzzle solving in this game, there's often no way to know how long a player will spend in a given area. Roget's music uses themes that slowly vanish, with ambient music that fades in and out like memories of the main themes.
The idea is to just kind of give an impression of music without having it constantly bombard you with music the whole time.
That's composer Wilbert Roget. Here now is some of his music from Anew, The Distant Light. Those were a few tracks from the game Anew, The Distant Light, scored by Wilbert Roget. This week on Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio, we've been sampling just a few of Roget's video game soundtracks. In 2019, Roger was the lead composer for Mortal Kombat 11, a game score which found him embracing a dramatically different feel from that of Call of Duty. Instead of the gritty and modernist feel of his World War II score, for Mortal Kombat, he drew upon a broad musical palette of electronic instruments, orchestra, and numerous world instruments to musically flesh out the many characters of the over-the-top fighting game.
It's like going from mono to stereo in a way. It's like extremely wide variety of sounds in Mortal Kombat, whereas Call of Duty, I think, intentionally had the monochromatic approach.
One instrument featured in the main theme, which we're about to hear, and appearing throughout the score in various improvisations, is a Chinese instrument called the guzheng, played by Roger's friend, Kathy Chen Chan Jin. Let's hear now the main theme, A Matter of Time, from Mortal Kombat 11. Thank you. The Hourglass, and before that, A Matter of Time, music composed by Wilbert Roget from Mortal Kombat 11. You're listening to Gameplay, and I'm Keith Brown. Thanks so much for joining me this week. Mortal Kombat is a series of brutal fighting games, and from the original 1992 version, it's featured a huge cast of iconic characters, from undead ninja Scorpion to Thunder God Raiden to Special Forces agent Sonya Blade. For Mortal Kombat 11, Roget wrote musical themes for 25 different characters. Some were represented by various world instruments, like the guzheng we just heard in the main theme, and some were illustrated with more unconventional sounds, like one of Roget's favorite themes.
So there's this character called Kano who's like King Scumbag. He's just like the worst human. And like, I remember I got to writing music for his scenes, and I remember going on Google and literally typing in, so what kind of music do a-holes listen to? And just trying to like, just how do I get the most scumbaggy sound?
And what sounds did Roget land upon for the most scumbaggy of characters? For Kano, he used a combination of kick drum and the sound of a rattlesnake. Listen for these in the next track from Mortal Kombat 11. This is Black Dragon. A track called Black Dragon from the original score for the 2019 game Mortal Kombat 11. Its composer, Wilbert Roget, is our guest this week on Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. For his Mortal Kombat 11 score, Roger used an epic, large-scale orchestral sound combined with electronics, rock guitars and drums, and world instruments. This approach recalls some of the earliest games in the series, like Mortal Kombat 2 and 3, as well as many action flicks of the 80s and 90s, like Predator and Conan the Barbarian. Here's more music now from Mortal Kombat 11, composed by Wilbert Roger. Music from the original soundtrack to Mortal Kombat 11 by Wilbert Roger. He's one of the most exciting and brilliant composers out there today, and I hope you enjoyed sampling some of his video game scores this week. Huge thanks to Will for taking the time to speak with me about his music. If you'd like to hear more, you can find his soundtracks on most streaming platforms. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. To learn more about the music from this episode, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Support for the music heard on this program comes from the Robert T. and Ruth Height Hughes Memorial Acquisitions Fund. Special thanks to Michael Kuller for engineering assistance. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director. I'm Keith Brown, host and executive producer. So long, until our next adventure.